Lesson 22. The Miracle at the Red Sea. As soon as Pharaoh heard that the Israelites had left Egypt, he changed his mind about sending them away. He commanded his warriors, "Get all my war chariots ready, and let's chase after them. We should not have let them go." He and his men began chasing the Israelites. Jehovah was leading his people, using a cloud during the day and fire at night. He led them to the Red Sea, and he told them to set up camp. Then the Israelites saw Pharaoh and his army chasing after them. They were trapped between the sea and the Egyptian army. They cried out to Moses, "We are going to die. You should have left us in Egypt." But Moses said, "Don't be afraid. Wait and see how Jehovah will save us." Moses really trusted in Jehovah, didn't he? Jehovah told the Israelites to break camp. That night, Jehovah moved the cloud and placed it between the Egyptians and the Israelites. On the Egyptian side, there was darkness, but on the Israelite side, there was light. Jehovah told Moses to stretch out his hand over the sea. Then Jehovah made a strong wind blow all night long. The sea was split in two, and there was a pathway down the middle. The millions of Israelites marched on dry ground between the walls of water to the other side. Pharaoh's army followed the Israelites into the dry seabed. Then Jehovah threw the army into confusion. The wheels began to fall off their chariots. The soldiers shouted, "Let's get out of here! Jehovah is fighting for them!" Jehovah told Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea." At once, the walls of water collapsed on the Egyptian army. Pharaoh and all his men died. Not one of them survived. On the other side of the sea, the large crowd of people praised God with a song. "Sing to Jehovah, for he has become highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea." While the people sang, the women danced and played tambourines. Everyone was very happy that now they were truly free. So that we may be of good courage and say, "Jehovah is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Hebrews 13:6. Questions. What happened at the Red Sea? How did Jehovah save the Israelites? Exodus 13:21-15:21, Nehemiah 9:9-11, Psalm 106:9-12, and 136:11-15, and Hebrews 11:29.